ShopRite. Why are ShopRite shares falling on a daily basis, and what are the prospects of this share in the future? In your books, pretty bright.
It's a buy. So I think it comes down to the quality nature, the market share, the dominance, of a particular company within a certain sector. I think if you have a look at SA Inc. as a whole, the momentum is truly against SA Inc. shares, and hence, you know, while sentiment remains as bearish and continues being bearish, you're going to watch all of them take a bit of a beating. It's not to say that there haven't been slight missteps along the way. However, I think if you look at their corporations, let's take ShopRite as the example here, in South Africa, performing pretty well and really set up to be defensive in this current market. Some questions around their African operations, but I think on a longer term basis, certainly missteps that they can get around and ultimately continue sort of pushing through for growth over the sort of long term. So certainly a company that I think is very attractive at these levels.
Okay, so Nick, in the retail space, you're sticking to the banking space with Absa.
I agree with on ShopRite. I think it's a really well-placed business, and I think even the African ops is probably relatively low watermark there. So out of the banks, in my mind, Absa is looking the cheapest. I think a lot of people sort of feel they are in Sleepy Hollow. You know, we're sitting without a permanent CEO for quite a while. They now have that, and I think somebody who's highly rated. And probably ready, you know, outside of the Barclays fold to really take a future. African operations are now material assets in their world. But it's as simple as, can you argue with an 8 PE? Now, we can have a debate, are the earnings going to go up or down? You know what, an 8 PE forgives a lot. A dividend yield of 7.5, historic, I think a forward is over 8. You're getting better than you're getting on cash. So, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of angst between SONA and the budget, but those are valuations that we haven't seen in a very long time. And I think from my point of view, there's the South African banks, obviously you've got the new kids on the block, but you know, those corporate loans, the machinery spits cash, and I think a little bit of energy will go a long way. I think they're also being punished for sort of being seen to be quite exposed to the middle income market, where there's been quite a lot of earnings pressure, but you cannot argue with an 8 and an 8, as far as I'm concerned.
Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Graham Koerner is with Koerner Perspective, and Nick Crail with Ashburton Investments as well. We take more of your stock-related questions next week. Have a good evening. We'll be right back.